on the air. Your spirit-filled, powerful, and anointed ministry of deliverance. I am your host, Miss Shamika Bronson. On behalf of Bishop John E. Bronson, First Lady Dr. Matilda Harris Bronson, myself, and the family of faith, we welcome you to our radio broadcast and our ministry via the World Wide Web. We also take this time to personally invite you and yours to join us in worship here at Faith and Family Ministry Center every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at 105 Hayden Street. That's downtown Belzona, Mississippi. That's in Humphreys County, the heart of the Mississippi Delta. At Faith and Family Ministries, we worship and praise God with an abundance of faith on one accord as a family. Bishop John E. Bronson is the pastor.
Our topic of thought today is the struggle. The struggle is over. Now, you know, we hear that a lot of times, and I think for the most part, people take that and they hear the word that's spoken, the struggle is over, and they think that many times, readily, that they're coming out of their situation. They think that readily there is a turnaround to the thing that they've been going through. You know, sometimes, you know, life present struggles, life present contentions, and life present circumstances that are very undesirable to the natural and many times to the spirit man. So when you hear a word like the struggle is over, we oftentimes rejoice when we hear that because we believe that our financial blessing has arrived. We believe that healing for our bodies has arrived. We believe that that trouble that you're having in the family is over. We believe that everything is going to be settled down on the job. Everything is working out well. Everything is fine. That thing that you've been waiting on is here. Glory to God. But many times, that is not the case. Many times, after you have heard the word of God, that the struggle is over, nothing in the physical realm changes. Because when the word of God is given, the word of God is given from a spiritual source, because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. So when God give you a word as if the struggle is over, that does not necessarily mean that something is changing in the physical. But what that means is that the word of God has been given concerning the spirit realm. Are you with me today? Because your blessings, the things concerning your life, originate in the spirit realm. It does not originate in the natural. It manifests in the natural, but it originates in the spiritual. Many times before that word comes from the spiritual into the natural realm, there's a battle that takes place. If you recall Daniel, when he had prayed, the Lord gave him a word and said, Daniel, beloved of God, he said, from the very moment that you prayed, I heard you. I heard your prayer. And I sent the answer to your prayer. But the prince of Persia warred with the angel that was bringing the answer. And then God sent the chief angel, who was Michael, to contend with the prince of Persia, who was a demonic spirit, so that the messenger angel could be released to continue on to bring the answer. But God said, from the very moment that you prayed, I heard you and I sent the answer. Delay does not mean denial. Because you haven't gotten the thing in the natural, that does not mean that it's not ordered. That does not mean that it's not on the way. That does not mean that it is not en route to you. But that just simply means that sometimes there can be a delay in receiving the thing that God has for you. Because if he say the struggle is over, that means that it's settled with God. It's settled in the spirit realm. When something is settled in the spirit realm, regardless to what is taking place in the natural, it has no bearing as to what is taking place in the spiritual. It's settled with God. Because when God speaks, he is. God is eternal. God is in eternity. So when a word is released from God in eternity, it is. It's already done. Tell your neighbor, it's already done. It is, the word of God is forever settled in heaven. It's forever settled. So the struggle is settled. The foundations of the Lord stand sure, bearing one seal. God know them that are his. He know them that are his own. When God has declared a word unto his own, that thing is settled. It doesn't matter what kind of spiritual warfare raises up from where God spoke it to it coming into your possession, because it's settled in heaven. If we recall, there was great war in heaven. Lucifer, the Bible say that he and his angels contended with Michael and his angels. And the Bible say that there was great war in heaven. Wherein the scripture also give us reference to that, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. For the old dragon has been cast down among you, having great wrath, because he know that he have but a short time. That means that the devil is, as the scriptures say, that he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's from one person to the next, one circumstance to the next, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he might destroy. Because the thief cometh not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come. Somebody say, I am come. That you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. So I stopped by today to tell you that the struggle is over. God has spoken it. And if God speaks something, you should believe it. And that should settle the struggle that's in your life. Because many times when God speaks something, the struggle is with us receiving and believing exactly what God said. So the struggle should be over in your life. So whenever we can grab a hold to the word of God, that should settle struggle. It should settle discontentment. It should settle doubt and confusion in our life, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing is by the word of God. If we have faith in the word that God has spoken, it should settle the struggle in our lives. Because the word itself bring the power to perform the thing that God has spoken. That's what we have to understand, that if God speaks concerning our life, the very word that God spoke give you the power to make it happen. Because God is doing the work. Whenever God speaks something concerning your life, whether it's by a word of prophecy, whether it's by a word of revelation, because God is still speaking to his people. Whenever God gives a word concerning an individual, tell your neighbor, neighbor, the word is a package deal. Come on, give God some praise today. You see, because many times that's where God's people get in trouble at, is because when God speak a word concerning our life, we try to bring it to pass. And that's where we get into difficulties. That's where we get into trouble. Because whenever God speaks a word, the word is a package deal. Faith cometh by hearing. When you hear the word of God, it gives you the faith to even operate in that level. The disciples say, Lord, increase our faith. Lord, teach us how to pray. And Jesus gave them simple formulas, just believing in the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. In other words, when God speak a word into your life and you receive that word, faith come with that word. It increases your faith to the level to whereas God can operate in your life on that level because he has given you the faith to operate there. Faith coming by hearing. You have received the portion of faith that it take to bring it to pass. Whatever your gift, whatever your calling, whatever your circumstance, whenever God speaks that word, he equips you by faith. He equips you with the same word. Faith cometh by hearing. When you hear the word of God, when you connect with that word, when you do as Mary said, be it unto me even as thy word has spoken. When Gabriel spoke to her and she conceived the Christ child, she conceived Jesus by word that an angel spoke to her, be it unto me even as thy word has spoken. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the word of God is simply to say this: whatever the Lord need to do in your life to bring something to pass, whatever direction that he need to lead you in, whatever he need to change, whatever direction he need to guide you into, hearing comes by the word of God. When you have received the word of God, God has also given you hearing in that word.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we But we get up, oh yes.
Again, thank you for joining us here at Faith on the Air. You may also come and join us each and every Sunday morning at the 11 a.m. hour at Faith and Family Ministries, 105 Hayden Street, downtown Belzoni, Mississippi, the heart of the Mississippi Delta.